America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network. And hello, this is Colleen. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday. I have Steve by phone. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. How are you doing today, Colleen?
Doing well, doing well. Glad to have you on.
Well, like I said, I'm going to be there in about 2 minutes, but let me just go ahead and start off this program with the announcement that, you know, the federal government's getting ready to, according to the insider information, is that today they're going to go ahead and make the announcement that all federal employees are going to have the jab, the vaccine, in order to stay employed. And so that's big news getting ready to break. And, of course, that follows on the heel of a lot of other things very, very similar, because that's kind of what's going on. So, again, thank you, Colleen, and welcome everybody to the program. This is the Faith and Freedom Network, and we're live and on the air, and we're here to give you some information today that, again, to keep you up to date with what's going on.
And if people want to join in the conversation, maybe you have a comment or suggestion or something regarding what you just heard regarding the federal mandates about certain things regarding federal workers, you can call us at 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299, and lend your voice to this conversation. We would love to hear from you. The program...
I'm sorry. You cut off there. I didn't hear you.
I was going to say that the program is being brought to you by Alliance Legal Group, and we're going to carry on this conversation throughout the half hour up until 1 o'clock so people can join in and take part of that conversation.
That's good. And if you want to talk to me directly after the program, you can go to our webcast page at www.debtfreeva.com, and they got a little chat box there where you can just go ahead and click on, and they'll set you an appointment to talk to me if I'm not available. And of course, that's for anything on this program, but if you had any kind of issues as well that related to bankruptcy or anything else that that we could assist you with in the law office. So let's jump into the news. So I guess in order to frame the issue, we have to first recognize that about a week ago, that the PRC test, you know, the one that everybody takes, that the CDC has recommended for the last year and a half, and that the majority of the information that we get as far as the CDC as to infections, that test was quietly pulled from the CDC recommended testing protocols because it was found to be deficient. It was found to be inaccurate. It's found to be not telling the truth. And so, of course, what that means, Colleen, is that all those people that said that they were either that they got COVID-19, the CCP virus, or died from that, or got ill, or had complications, and that they were determined to have the CCP virus, the validity of those is just out the window. And it's kind of like what we knew before, is that, you know, that the we didn't see the hospitals full. We didn't see the things that would indicate that a true pandemic was going on. And we didn't see any flu results from last year. There was no flu season last year. And that is because that, the hospitals get paid a lot of money to do a CCP virus result. And so all of a sudden, everybody that had a everything from the flu to a motorcycle accident where that they unfortunately didn't make that through, but had the CCP virus was determined to, be COVID-19 related. So that kind of frames the picture. But then we started hearing last week And of course, I guess the second part of that picture is we have to set out is that we've been hearing for some time, for the last 6 months, there's going to be this quote-unquote great reset. You know, whether it be Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, whether it be the UN through the WEF, the World Economic Forum, or from just about anybody that you want to listen that was in the know, they indicated there's going to be this great reset. And that great reset means that there's these small group of folks that the elitists, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, that wanted to reset the world economy. And so, and there was going to be a second lockdown, just like Justin Trudeau indicated there would be, that there would be sometime this year a COVID-19, a COVID-20, a COVID-21, endless COVIDs and endless lockdowns, so that basically that ultimately the United States would not be a sovereign nation, or at least it would not be the elite nation that it is that's causing all the elitists all the problems that they always have. And so what we see happening now is that second lockdown coming. And so Colleen, you're well aware of the reset, aren't you?
I've heard it from you, of course, and that's where I first learned it, that there's people behind the scenes that are saying about this reset, about the, you know, like you said, people from the big tech companies, people from those type of organizations that are having this in mind and planning this forward. So certainly, you know, that is something that we have to look into and find our news sources and find the right sources to trust to be able to do that and assess that through and use discernment for sure on what you're reading and what you're putting across that. But we need to be aware of that. So that's where I first heard through when you started talking about it, Steve, actually.
Well, and so, I mean, it's definitely true, and that we definitely see it happen on. And you can just go to the World Economic Forum, and it'll say that, you know, there's this great reset that's planned. And so this week, this is a big week. Like I said, that today we're going to be hear Mr. Biden announce that there's going to be that's what the inside information is there's going to be, if it hasn't already happened, that all federal government agencies, as well as the contractors for federal government, are mandated to wear masks. Mandated to have vaccines.
So that's new that I hadn't heard. I heard that they had said some healthcare facilities in California and also New York were requiring vaccines. I heard about the masks, of course, now indoors for whether or not, what doesn't matter what your vaccination status is on that, but they're recommending and requiring those in federal institutions. The Pentagon, I heard the Pentagon as well.
Well, this is kind of how they rolled out. Remember, everybody's getting the memo. Remember that back in November that there was this takeover of the United States government by this, this election that happened that didn't seem like it was exactly accurate. And so that all of a sudden we have people in charge that basically are now making the rules. And so, you know, one of the things that we saw during that was that, what appears to be, again, a government very much influenced by folks that don't necessarily have our best interests involved. And that we're having these well, let's just jump into the news. So let's take a look at some of the news items. And again, I guess what we're looking at is last week we started seeing the UK, we saw France, we saw the riots over there. We saw people really getting upset that basically that this lockdown or vaccination requirements were being required. We saw the pingdemic. You know, you saw the NHS app on all these folks' cell phones in the UK, and that basically if you got pinged by the NHS saying that you were involved or near somebody that had
COVID tracing
that had been infected with the COVID-19 vaccine, then you had to self quarantine for 14 days. And so all of a sudden, shutdowns and lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns were occurring in the UK, causing some pretty strong disruptions. So we saw all that happening last week. We saw France and UK and Greece. We saw this week that we saw Australia. We're seeing this nationwide, this worldwide sort of lockdown coming, kind of sweeping, you know, and just like last year around March, you know, nothing was really going on. Then we saw this stuff happening on the other side of the pond. And the next thing we saw, where? California and New York. Remember that?
Right.
And so what happened this week? California and New York.
It's resetting.
It's just resetting round two. And this is not going to be the end of it. This is round two, but this, let me just tell you, this is round two of forever lockdown. That's why Governor DeSantis and Governor Nome, South Dakota, they're saying don't buy it. Don't lock down. And they're not going to lock down. But that, of course, if you're in a blue state like we are, there's going to be a lockdown. Just like we said last week, there's going to be a lockdown. Here it comes. People say, how do you know that? I said, well, because this is round two of round one we saw last year, and here we go.
Well, we do have an election coming up in the fall, too. So.
Well, and probably trust me that this thing is going to last until November so we can have the mail-in ballots. Okay, we're going to have that. So, I mean, you can assure yourself that come November next year that there's going to be a COVID-23 or 22, whatever that year is. You know, it's going to be part three or four of that situation. Let's go over the news. So CDC director warns CCP virus may be a few mutations away from evading vaccines. How do they know there's going to be a few more mutations just a few mutations away from being able to evade vaccines? And so she says that these things are really, really dangerous. You know, this Delta variant, which is, you know, the way apparently these viruses work is the second and third and fourth generation are a lot less viral, you know, a lot less, maybe not viral, a lot less severe than the first round. You know,
that's not what I'm hearing, though. I'm hearing that they say it's more highly contagious. I get it. Okay.
So it's more contagious, they
not
say.
Not necessarily more
dangerous.
Dangerous or deadly. Or
most people don't even know that they're infected because there's no symptoms.
We catch it, but there's no, like you said, no symptoms, no.
Yeah, so
you know,
that.
But we can transmit it quicker, you know, through contact, through breathing, those kind of things. But it's not, you don't get as sick from it.
And it's usually caused because people got, you know, the reason people are getting it that are vaccinated is because it tries to evade the vaccination. That's what the CDC director warns, is that these bugs are smart. They're trying to get around the artificial.
They've built up immunity.
Immunity, and they're trying to get around it. So the more you get vaccine, the more it evades, and the more variants you have. You have C and D, 4, all kinds of omega variants. You're going to have everything. The more you try to vaccinate, the best immunity is natural immunity. Which, of course, you don't have once you start taking the vaccine. So so the CDC says, we're just a couple of ways, so we need to vaccinate everybody is what the thinking goes. Of course, we talked about South Dakota governor saying no mask mandates following the CDC saying you got to have masks. They're not going to follow it. Red state, they did a great job during the last lockdown, one of the most successful states in the union. We should be following their advice. We should be following the example of what was it? Who's the one that does the herd immunity in Europe? Can I say the country?
I don't know.
My brain's not working, but
Sweden. Okay.
Yeah, they have almost no. It is Sweden, right? I'm pretty sure they're the one that said we ain't going to lock down, and that they got the herd immunity, and that they have zero. That's a report last week. They had zero tests coming out because they had that robust full immunity that you get when you get natural immunity. Let's take a look at another one. CDC director, again, she's quite on the news, you know, all the time right now. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says vaccine passports may very well be a path forward. Okay, so, you know, 6 months, a year ago, no vaccine passports. We're not going to have any vaccine passports. But vaccine passports may very well be a path forward in the U.S. And what you've seen in the last week or two is the marginalization, the demonization of non-vaccinated people. They're the super spreaders, which has no facts or no basis whatsoever. But that people are being turned against, just like, you know, we talked about how the Jews in the Holocaust were, that they were the bad guys. They were the dirty Jews. That's what they said. They create this narrative, so there's this hate campaign to get these people, and you become a second-class citizen. You're not able to do this, just like in Europe. You can't buy, sell, or or trade. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think what's going on is, and this is faith and freedom, that, you know, this probably is not, and I'm sure it quite is not, the mark of the beast. But the same folks that are propagating this are laying the groundwork for obedience, submission, and just you're not gonna reject that mark when it comes, because the bottom line is you've been trained that in order to go buy, sell, or you're gonna need to get that app on your phone, and you're gonna need to take that mark in order to do that. We would have never thought that kind of stuff a year or two ago.
Never would have thought it. So it is interesting, like you said, even if it, you know, it just is paralleling or, you know, similar to, you know, what we know to be true in the end times, for sure.
And
Revelation.
And let me share this with you. This is great training for Christians. You know, HIPAA says you don't have to give your information as far as whether you're vaccinated or whether you're not vaccinated. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm vaccinated or not vaccinated. But the truth is that if you are not vaccinated, you're going to have a lot of problems. You're going to have a lot of problems. Now, I heard an interesting thing the other day that some people self-identify as vaccinated, just like some people self-identify as, you know, you're a girl and you think you're a guy, you're going to self-identify. That's probably not the worst idea in the world for some folks. I'm not saying that I would do that. I'm not saying that you would do that. But, you know, if you've got an employer that says you're not going to work here unless you're vaccinated, and they can't ask you whether or not you're vaccinated or not, then you might just self-identify, say, I'm fully vaccinated. Just a thought. Mm-hmm. People that are listening. Because you do not, and somebody asks, your employer asks you, are you vaccinated? Say that's a HIPAA. That's a HIPAA question.
So that's coming from your legal.
That's coming from my legal, absolutely.
Legal background.
There's going to come a point in time where the government is going to be suggesting to employees that they should not work for somebody that doesn't either require the vaccine and or isn't vaccinated. Mm. So employers out there, I think that you should self-identify. I'm not saying you should. I'm saying that's a consideration some people might make. And the truth is, I got vaccinated. I was talking to a person today. I got vaccinated as a kid for, smallpox and all that kind of stuff. And, I would imagine if that person said, you know, I'm fully vaccinated, that could certainly apply to that. You know, because that might be all the vaccination that person wants to get. I don't know. I'm just saying. But what I am saying is you should not point yourself out to be that person that's going to be marginalized, mineralized, demonized, and ultimately put in a position. Now, of course, they're gonna put this little barcode thing on your cell phone. Hmm. All your health information is going to be on that
a
cell
QR
phone.
QR code or something?
QR code, exactly what it is. Now, I know some places when they do the vaccine that they don't give you the QR code thing. But there's going to be a QR code, just like the NHS passport thing they got over there that pings you when you've been around somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's coming. We're here. Trust me, this was unbelievable a year ago. It's here, and it's going to get much, much worse. There will be a lockdown. We are a blue state, and there will be more and more things coming. Please call in today. That the phone number, again, is
488-5299.
This is not conspiracy theory. I mean, this is a conspiracy fact. I mean, that there's conspiracy just means there's bad guys doing bad things to try to hurt folks, and that this is the conspiracy is a joining of a group of folks to do something that's not too good, and that's what's going on. So let's talk about some more about what is going on. So here's an article from the Epoch Times about how college plan Epoch Times. I mean, these guys are mainstream. Of course, they're conservative mainstream.
Conservative mainstream.
But they're mainstream. here's how college plan to enforce COVID vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. So hundreds of colleges, they're saying, and universities, hundreds of them around the country are requiring students to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning mm-hmm. to the campus this fall. Which are the healthiest human beings there are. The young folks, the kids, the high school kids, they've got a robust immunity system that doesn't require vaccinations. Mm-hmm. When you look at the 99.9999, that's them guys. Mm-hmm. And so as back-to-school season heats up, the article says, colleges are enforcing their vaccine through a variety of methods, through class registration and access to campus facilities. Among the first privileges that the kids won't be, the unvaccinated kids will lose. So there's going to be a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. You can't go this place. You can't go that place. You got to get tested to get the and so that the and that some just saying you can't register.
So they have to make other choices, whether they're going to be, you know...
Whether they're even going to go to the school.
Switch to a different school.
Or do it remotely. You know, do it by phone.
Online instead of on campus. Yeah, you lose some privileges in some cases there, too. I would love to hear, you know, people's perspectives on
that. Oh, it's terrible.
And just see the statistics of how that affects college registrations for the fall.
I've got 7 or 8 schools right here. Wake Forest. Wake Forest has announced that it will begin removing students from courses and housing assignments August 1 if they haven't submitted proof of vaccination or been granted an exemption. Mm. Cornell University. Unlike most other schools that are requiring shut, Cornell is allowing unvaccinated students to return as long as they got a scheduled appointment to get their first dose. And they got a 3-tier, you know, some are bad, some are really bad, and some are worse. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech is close to home to everybody. Listen to this. Like Wake Forest and Cornell, Virginia Tech plans to disenroll students who do not get vaccinated. You're going to go to Virginia Tech, you're going to get vaccinated, you're going to be out of there.
Do you know what the exemptions are? You mentioned exemptions.
Not on this one, I didn't. According to the university's website, students who comply after they have been disenrolled will need to go through enrollment again. Mm. Their class schedule will not be safe for them. Mm. Virginia Tech students who apply for religious exemptions at this point in the year will be blocked from receiving any future vaccines at the health center, not just the COVID shot. So I guess there is an exemption. So maybe if you got a religious exemption, you might be able to qualify. Stanford.
Good to know from a legal perspective as well.
Stanford. Unvaccinated students will not be bumped from the courses, but that's because they will not be allowed to register for courses in the first place. All right. So University of Maryland, New York University has told students if they do not get vaccinated, they will lose access to campus housing and academic buildings. Syracuse. Who are not vaccinated and do not have a valid exemption will not be allowed to be on campus. Notre Dame has announced that students who do not comply with the vaccine will not be allowed to move into campus housing or register for classes. So this is across the nation. It's spreading like wildfire this week. So that's what's going on in the schools. We have a caller on the line. Who do we got?
We have Jerry. He wants to speak about vaccinations.
That's great. Jerry, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. My name is Jerry Williams. I don't believe we've ever met. I've been in your presence years ago when you had a location over on West Branch Boulevard over here in P-Town. But I was just wondering if you could possibly know the efficiency of the one dose
Johnson and Johnson.
Now, before you answer though, to have you think about it a little bit. I'm 66 years old, and I thank God that a local radio station this morning, WINS, as a matter of fact, asked questions, the right type of questions, why people have not been vaccinated for whatever reason, and I was glad to announce that I hadn't, and I'm glad I didn't in regards to how. A right bundle branch blockage in my heart might affect the respiratory section of my body. But anyway, the only reason I ask this is because I was glad that I have waited up to this point.
Praise the Lord.
Not to say that I'm not going to take it, because I probably will, but the up-to-date information on these vaccines and how they work and how the blood clots can possibly exist, especially in the Johnson & Johnson and not so much in the two doses. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling a little bit, but I had no idea that I would call today at this radio station. I had insomnia last night, and I'm just up right now. So if you could kind of react to the possible concerns and why people who have not been vaccinated yet, it's not a... a terrible thing, but that we have the up-to-date information on any kind of concern in regards to the respiratory and or the blood clots. Thank you, sir.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you calling. You know, I'll be the first to say that I'm a juris doctor. I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not going to be able to answer the. But what I would do is this: is that a couple of great resources that we found throughout this entire time, because you do, I mean, there's, I mean, we're not doctors. We don't have medical opinion. We certainly don't want to, and we do a lot of reading, and there's stuff that goes back and forth. One of the really trusted resources that we've seen that have been accurate, that has attempted to be shut down, is American Frontline Doctors. Look up that website for me. There's two of them, but that the we'll give it out, and that they recently filed a lawsuit. I want to say it was in Louisiana, and of course they had a lot of issues saying there was a lot of things going on different than what the government's saying. But that the that American Frontline Doctors have been at the forefront of, I think, relatively accurate censored news that basically that that we would like to have more. Let's see if I got the website here. Yeah, so America's, you want to write this down, America's Frontline, just like it spells, doctors.org.
I've heard that.
Ones that tried to give all the information about the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc and all that kind of stuff. And
yes, sir.
They were shut down. And so that I would go to their website. Also, Dr. Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, another one of the ones that are being censored and they don't want to get the information out. So I would tell you those would be some sources you could look at. You probably have to duck go it, because you probably can't even get to them from Google, because that's one of the censoring tools they have. But that the I would go there, Jerry. I'm going to pray for you. I got a couple more articles got to go with. Praise the Lord that you're being discerning, though. That if you listen to what those doctors say, it's very, very rare that it's a good thing to take the vaccine. But I can't make any kind of medical decision. And there's a lot of folks out there that are very concerned. You know, I want to say this to those folks, which, you know, over 50% of the folks have probably been vaccinated at least one time. We don't know. It's an experimental vaccine. A lot of people, you know, the government and, you know, their talking heads say it's great, you need to take more and et cetera, et cetera. And then the other guy's saying it's absolutely terrible, you shouldn't take it. So there's a lot of information out there that you really have to go through, and you need to pray about it. And I'm glad that you called in and asked, Jerry. I'll be praying for you, but we're going to close in a quick prayer just in a minute. But praise the Lord that you called. Feel free to go to our website, www.debtfreeva.com, and leave a message there if you'd like about the information you did get or you didn't get, and I'll try to give you some more information.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
All right, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
All right, I've been given the 3-minute warning about 30 seconds ago, so let me just hit a couple of these. The UN is setting up mass internment camp systems for the unvaccinated. We don't know exactly what's going on in Europe, but we do know that they're ramping up the issues. That we're seeing a lot of preferential treatment in Germany for vaccinated versus unvaccinated folks. The chief staff of the Chancellor of Angela Merkel said something in German politics that said that vaccinated people will definitely have more freedom than unvaccinated people, and that's why we're saying that don't necessarily brag about the fact that you don't have a vaccine, because we're in a different world. You know, in World War II, the Jews were really smart about not. You know, that being sometimes you have to look like a German sympathizer in order to, so you don't get killed. And so there's a different world out there. A study, artificial COVID vaccine immunity wanes after just 6 weeks. So there was this latest research from University of College of London's Virus Watch saying that the AstraZeneca or Pfizer biotech jabs start to wane after a month and a half. We're down to 1 minute. I got so much information. It's just...
You have to save it for another show.
I'll tell you. It's like a fire hydrant and trying to get a drink out of it. Governor Cuomo knocks on doors, put people in the car, and get them vaccinated, is what he said. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
That's what he says. Just get them in the car, vaccinate them. You know, they're the problem. So, folks, it's happening, and that we're going to see Biden moved to mandate the experiment COVID vaccinations on millions. New York and California is already doing it. God bless you. If you need to get a hold of us, please do. That our web chat address is www.debtfreeva.com. Thank you, Jerry, for calling. God bless each one of you. Take care until we see you next Tuesday at 12:30. God bless.
have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.